guys. Happy Monday already. So a new week, a new beginning, and a drive through HR. We are excited to kick off the show with a wonderful guest, Stephen O'Donnell. Stephen, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Hi, Nisha. I'm very glad to be here. Happy to be here for the first time.
Wonderful. Well, we are excited to have you here with us today and to let our audience know and connect with you as a person and to connect with what you do as well. But before we get to that, Stephen, you are basically from UK. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm in Glasgow in Scotland, which is in the north of the UK.
Oh, wonderful. So I guess it's evening time for you.
I'm sorry?
I guess it is evening time over there.
It is 6 p.m. here right now. It's pitch black outside.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful to hear that. So without further ado, let's let our audience know who you are and what you do, and tell us how it's like to be in UK.
Okay. First of all, I've been in recruitment for Oak Man and Boy for the past 27 years, initially in recruitment agencies, owning and running recruitment agencies, up until about 2000 when I launched the first online portal, which was basically a database of every employer and every recruitment firm in the UK and publication, so that candidates could track down recruitment professional recruiters that could help them to find the next position they're going to be moving on to. From that, I then launched the National Online Recruitment Awards, which this year is now our 15th time around, so now long established. And my latest company, which I launched just last year, is in psychometric profiling. Listeners in the US will, I'm sure, know the name People Matters, who supply a whole suite, a whole raft of HR software. And one of their divisions is PeopleClues, which is long established as a specialist in online psychometric assessments. So in the UK, my company, PC Evaluate, has the license to market PeopleClues to the corporate sector.
And congratulations, first of all, for winning the National Online Recruitment Award. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. I should say I didn't win them. In fact, I launched the awards in 2000 because with a new company at the time, I reckoned that the next best thing to winning an award would be to be the organization giving out the awards. So initially started as a bit of a marketing exercise, but it grew arms and legs and has now become the de facto measurement of online recruitment quality in the UK. Our awards are nominated by job seekers, candidates themselves. Each year we receive somewhere around 35,000 nominations from the general public, and the number of separate websites nominated are normally around 600 or 700 separate sites, so there's an awful lot of legwork involved in whittling down who the finalists are going to be and who the winners are. Our awards aren't until later in the year, but they do take up quite a chunk of my time towards the end of the year.
All right, so I'm glad to know you guys are doing a great job, and we are excited to have you guys on here at Drive Through HR. So, Stephen, tell us what's keeping you up at night these days.
Hello, Nisha. I'm afraid you cut out there. I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. So, tell us what's keeping you up at night these days.
Right now, the development of the psychometric sector in the UK is what takes most of my time and does keep me up at night, either thinking about or writing blogs. Or
wonderful. So,
large volumes
of
staff.
So, when it comes to, you know, normally we talk about we hire people based on their technical skills and we fire people based on their personality traits, you know, anything wrong with their personality, or they might have messed up something. So why it is important to know or to do a psychometric or personality testing during the assessment stage itself?
I would encourage assessments to be taken at the very point of application, at the very beginning of the application, in the same way as we wouldn't wait until a second interview to look at the CV or the resume of an individual. Why would you hold back to see the report from a psychometric assessment on any individual? So the more information you have at the beginning of the process, the more information you have to make informed decisions in terms of who you invite for interview and progressing them through the full hiring process.
That is true. So let's just take a recruitment experience at the friend level, wherein, you know, the normal recruiters who are not at all probably capable enough to do this psychometric testing or probably personality testing, but then they would definitely want to get a help of an expert who are, you know, who have a mastermind when it comes to doing and measuring this personality of their candidates. So how favorable are you when it comes to hiring a third party and having their service working with the recruitment team?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you mean there, but I know that certainly in the UK, up until recently, it was very important, and a great many HR practitioners are qualified assessors who have been on the training programs to take assessments, to monitor assessments, and to interpret the psychological reports that come out of the older form of online, of paper-based psychological psychometric assessments. It's important to understand that psychometrics don't simply measure the personality of an individual, the personality traits of an individual, but also it can be used for a variety of other things, such as numeracy, literacy, and so on. It's very common these days, where it's much more common these days, where employers are looking for traits and abilities and personality types that are much more important to the vacancy they're hiring for than what you might find on a CV. So on a CV, you might see the qualifications, where someone has worked, what they've done, but how they'll fit into the organization is not there. It's vacant from the CV, and with the psychometric assessment, you get the fuller picture on an individual. It's often also true that employers will screen out candidates based on a paper-based CV. So if a candidate is unfortunately over 40, doesn't have a degree, lives more than a certain distance away from the employer's location, then a candidate can find themselves being screened out when, in actual fact, their personality profile could be bang on for the vacancy being hired for. So in terms of development in the UK, at least, and I believe in the States, what we're looking for is for employers to be a little bit more progressive and a little bit more curious, if you like, about what solutions there are that can really help to turn around their hiring processes and move things forward.
That's true. Well, in fact, you know, organizations, they're doing their best when it comes to avoiding the cost of bad hire. And then I would say more than relying on the gut feel, I would normally say, HR managers or recruiters, they should rely on this testing and then their results based on this psychometric and personality test. So I'm guessing the testing beats the gut feel.
I'm sorry?
I'm guessing testing beats the gut feel, right?
Well, you know, when making any kind of decision, then you're never going to rely on only one source. Your gut feel is what almost every interviewer begins with and sticks with throughout their career. But every other piece of information that you can bring into the equation means that you have less likelihood of relying on one possibly erroneous piece of information. So if you have the CV, the resume, if you have your gut feel, if you have the psychometric assessment, if you have other competency-based tests that you might use through the interview process, then these all help to make better informed decisions. As an interviewer, as a recruiter myself, when recruiting engineers or managing directors or salesmen, then I wouldn't necessarily be skilled in those jobs, but I would be an experienced interviewer and an experienced judge of character, if you like. So I would be using my skills there to assess if they were telling me the truth about their background and to trust whether what they were telling me was reliable information. Frankly, I'd be a much better recruiter if I had more information coming from psychometric assessments to help me to make those decisions.
Right. And you know what? Quantifying this human behavior and its associated impact on the bottom line is one of the most difficult challenges that organizations face nowadays, right? And then HR, we are not even a data... We are not even a data geek anymore. I mean, we haven't reached that stage till this time. But then when it comes to measuring the results through a testing and understanding the valuable insights that we can get from that testing and how it can be used for assessing and correlating the recruitment results are huge. So how do we actually measure the ROI of having this psychometric and personality testing in place?
If I'm being honest, every company would do it differently, and it would be almost impossible to predict in advance how any company could and should measure their ROI, other than split testing, if you like, based on results this year, based on previous results when psychometric wasn't used. The face value of psychometric assessment is pretty obvious, but of course, people remain to be convinced, and they will only be convinced by seeing the results for themselves, which is why we say, look, don't necessarily take the word of any psychometric assessment company that the product does this, that, and the other. Try it for yourself. Try it in real instances. Use it in not only in recruitment and hiring, but use it for training and development, or indeed onboarding new candidates to your firm. Use it in a way that you are able to monitor the effects and replicate what works well for you.
Well, in fact, while you were talking about using that data point to help make HR strategy, what is your experience of using the psychometric testing inside the organization when it comes to succession planning and performance management and developing leaders within the organization?
Well, whilst I would, of course, push my products, I know that there are a whole range of products out there that can be really useful in doing exactly that, where you can identify an individual who may be working in, say you have someone who's working as an accountant within a firm, but they have a particular personality traits that lean towards the creative aspects of their personality. In any work environment, if you can nourish that individual by giving them a part of the job that addresses those skills and personality traits, then they're likely to be more productive in the job. They're likely to be able to develop within themselves and within the company. And of course, for succession planning, you can plan to move someone through a company if they have those leadership skills, if they have those project management skills, if they have the personality traits that mean that they would or wouldn't be a very good person manager, then you could decide whether or not to put them into that kind of role, or indeed where additional training might be necessary for any individual. Being nourished in a job, being nourished by a job, is being seen as far more important these days, where people don't simply turn up for the money to Friday 9 to 5, but they're looking for something that's going to be a key part of their life, a key part of their, for want of a better word, you could say spiritual life, but something that nourishes them because they spend so much time doing it. They want to develop a career, They want to work in a job where it's not just the same humdrum drag from Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm. So, toward your experience, what have you seen till this time? You know, how many organizations have used or started using psychometric testing before they even attract and recruit the talent? And how many of them mm-hmm. are really serious about it?
The density of use in the UK is, as far as I know,
mm-hmm.
a bit behind usage in the US. In the US, of all the tests, there are something like 2,500 separate personality tests that can be used in the USA. I understand that 89 of the top, the Fortune 100 companies are using psychometric testing on a regular basis. Working in recruitment, I have a bit of a skewed view of the marketplace. And working in HR, most people will have had experience of psychometric assessments themselves in one or other position. But there are still quite a lot of companies, an awful lot of companies out there who haven't and aren't likely to in the very near future use psychometric testing and are reliant on older methods of doing so. So whilst the technology and the usage has been around for the past 40, 50 years, there are still big gaps in the marketplace where employers simply aren't making use of the tools available. Partly that's been because up until relatively recently, the tools have been really cumbersome and frankly, very expensive. Nowadays, there's no excuse where the cost per online assessment can be very small indeed. And it's more typical for employers to buy a product on an annual license with unlimited use rather than pay per assessment. So in terms of usage, I couldn't give you hard and fast numbers for the UK simply because the marketplace just isn't that mature in terms of volume. What we are seeing, though, is that because the usage is much easier, that employers who would never have considered using them before are now doing so. So high-volume retailers, companies in the leisure sector who are attracting hundreds of applications per vacancy are finding that psychometric assessments are really useful in managing those very large numbers of applicants, especially applicants where the CV for the individual, the resume for the individual, frankly, isn't going to be that helpful when deciding who to bring forward for interview.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of a role or for what kind of a positions are they using the psychometric test for? You know, normally when we hear about psychometric test, we think that we are using that for filtering candidates who have applied for a senior position. So what have you seen among your clients? To which positions are they using this psychometric test for? Is it for every position or is it for senior positions?
Well, it's a bit of a fallacy that psychometric assessments are better for senior positions. The reason that came around was that senior positions were seen as more valuable and more important, and the volume of applications was fewer. And also that the assessments themselves traditionally were very expensive. So you wouldn't ask every single applicant to take an assessment because it was going to be costing to £500 per assessment, then that's really expensive. These days, the unit cost, if you boil it down, could be as little as £10 or $15 per assessment, or even less in volume. So there's no reason not to ask every single candidate to take an assessment at the point of application. And not only that, but there's no reason not to have your entire workforce take an assessment so that you have a profile on the people who are working for you, and have much more information on which to plan training, assessment, succession planning, as you were mentioning before, and of course look for individuals who might be misemployed, if you like, within an organisation. They're in a job that, frankly, is no good for them. They're not a great asset to the company in those roles, and they could be either a potential lever from the company, or someone who can be developed in different ways.
All right. Another assumption is, psychometric assessment are for the friend level while recruiting process and selection. But how about for the employees inside the organization, to kind of understand the honesty and integrity of their employees?
Sorry, you mean what are the benefits for the individual employees themselves?
Yeah. Generally, mm-hmm. when we talk about the... Generally when we talk about the work culture, sometimes what happens is like when we bring in an employee or when we hire an employee, during the recruitment stage, he or she might perform well, but then after a few months, probably after 3 months or so, we will know, no, he's not going to be a right fit or not. He's not going to mesh with the organization culture. So during that point of time, in order to take a right decision whether to keep him or, take a different mode of decision-making, whether to let him go or not. So do you think at that stage we need to do a psychometric assessment?
Not necessarily at that stage, but I would recommend that you would have done it beforehand anyway. But self-awareness is really important these days, much more so than before. Self-awareness of any individual for their own personality traits. It's really good form that when taking any assessment that the assessee, the person taking the assessment, is given feedback on the report on the results of that assessment. As we all say, there's no pass or fail on an assessment, but having an insight into your own personality is very often a bit of a surprise for individuals where they think they know what they're about, but when seeing the report revealed to them, can learn more about themselves and more about the way that they handle certain situations. So in a work environment, with the benefit of that information, and even more information from the detailed report, if the employer chooses to share it with them, then an individual can be very aware of the areas in which they need to work harder to improve on skills that they might lack. Or know that some things should be coming straightforwardly and easily to them, and if they're not, there has to be a problem somewhere. So that self-awareness of the individual's preferences and personality traits really helps to add to someone's knowledge of themselves and how they should be succeeding in a role.
So let me ask you from a candidate's perspective, a person who is about to go through the psychometric assessment, who haven't ever gone through that process, how can he or she be prepared enough, ahead of time? Is there any tips and techniques that you wanted to suggest to them?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want to give any tips and techniques that help someone to game the system to produce the type of report that they felt an employer wanted to read. That would be bad. And in fact, our reports, our assessments, have an indicator in there for individuals who are trying to give a good impression. Of course, they may be asked the same question in several different ways, so any inconsistencies in that will show up in the report. So if those alarm bells go off and the report will give that away, then we would know, frankly, that we can't rely on much of the information from a report. In practice, though, that rarely happens because people know that, or rather don't know, or aren't aware of, how should I answer this to give the answer the employer is looking for? And in fact, the best advice that I would give to anyone taking an assessment is to, and with online assessments, you can do it from anywhere. You could be doing it from your iPad or your PC at home. So the best thing really to do is get yourself into a good frame of mind. Think about what you do for a living. Think about how your personality and how you put your best face on. For people, certainly I wouldn't take an assessment if I was upset or angry about anything, because to an extent that will come across in the assessment. So the only advice that I would do is get yourself comfortable, make sure there are no interruptions, get yourself in a good mood, put your favourite music on if you like, have a nice glass of wine if that helps, and take the assessment and don't worry about it.
Oh, so it is important to take the test in a relaxed mode, right?
Yes.
All right. So from an HR perspective, you know, they have understood after seeing psychometric assessment and personality testing when it comes to hiring, don't trust their judgment alone. So they have understood that. But still, when they are using a technology in place when it comes to helping them do psychometric testing in a much more effective manner, what would you suggest to them, any tips and techniques that you wanted to give to HR professionals?
Well, first of all, there's no need anymore for qualified assessors to interpret psychological language into plain English. Our assessments, and certainly many assessments out there, produce reports in plain English that can be used immediately by HR professionals, line managers, and anyone else who gets involved in using them. Also, the reports, generally speaking, will have prompted interview questions that that line managers and hiring managers can use in the interview to probe a candidate further based on the responses they had to the psychometric assessment. So in terms of using assessments, I would stress, first of all, bear in mind and as much as possible, establish a benchmark for the vacancy that you're recruiting for. Bear in mind that benchmark can match candidates to that benchmark, or choose to deviate from that benchmark if you're looking for an individual that's slightly different from the employees that you already have. Use the information from an assessment for no more than 25% of your decision making. Never hire purely based on a psychometric assessment. In the same way, as you shouldn't make your entire decision based on a resume or a CV of an individual. You're bringing information in from several sources. Use those sources and balance them up. And of course, one of those sources is your gut instinct.
All right. Yes, Stephen, thank you so much for joining with us today at Drive Through HR.
You're very welcome.
We have about 2 minutes left at this point. So wish you all the best for 2015. Tell us, what are your goals when it comes to 2015? What do you want it to do in this year?
First of all, can I just apologize if it appears that I've been really serious through the last half hour? I'm not, and especially
No.
So, but I'm just conscious that we might have been a little dull there. But in terms of goals for 2015, obviously I'm looking for my business to progress on. I'm looking with the National Online Recruitment Awards. I'm looking potentially for partners in the USA to license the Online Recruitment Awards and perhaps move it forward there. In the next few weeks, I'm going to be very busy at several conferences and so on. There's certainly the beginning of the year seems that there are events on every week. This week, later in the week, I'll be in Dublin, at True Dublin, with the famous Bill Berman. Last week, I was at a couple of conferences in London. So I expect there's going to be quite a bit of travelling this year, and I hope to meet as many people as possible. So one of these days I'm going to make it to events in the US. Otherwise, I'll see friends from the US coming over to the UK.
All right. Well, look forward to meeting you over here when you are in this part of the town, I mean, this part of the country. Stephen, where can our audience connect with you? Your Twitter handle, your website, and how can they, stay in touch with you?
Absolutely. On almost all of my social media profiles, Stephen O'Don is my Twitter handle, and it's the same string that's used for anything else. So whether it be Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube and so on, you'll find me there. I personally blog at iwrite.com. You'll find the link to that if you go to my Twitter. And I also publish articles on a regular basis on LinkedIn.
All right, so that was Stephen O'Donnell, and follow him on Twitter at Stephen O'Donnell, that is STEPHENODONN. So Stephen, thank you so much again for joining with us in this wonderful evening at UK and chatting.
You're very welcome.
sharing your wonderful information about psychometric and personality testing, and wish you all the best in 2015.
Thank you, Nisha. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.